Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Entertainment Schmick.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody!
Operation Varsity Blues. This, I would watch any documentary or movie that you made on this. It's amazing. Maybe because I've been watching Riverdale and it just feels like a teen soap to me, right? doesn't hurt that it stars two actresses, Felicity Huffman, who was arrested yesterday, and from Desperate Housewives, probably her most famous role, and Lori Loughlin from Full and Fuller House, who is in the process of flying home from Canada to probably be arrested. Here's the deal. There's a man named William Singer who was the ringleader in all of this, and wealthy parents would pay into his fake charity he set up, and he in turn would get their kids into elite private colleges.
Kind of wherever they went. They would just look at a menu and be like, yeah, we wanted to get in there and there and there.
Yeah. So here's what he would do. A couple different things. Felicity Huffman's case with their oldest daughter, they would cheat on college entrance exams. She took the SAT, and then they picked their own proctor who went through afterwards and corrected all of her wrong answers.
Whoa.
Right? And there's an email from Felicity
and
where she...
And they had a lot of work for me. That proctor would have earned his pay.
Felicity sent an email to this guy saying, "Ruh-roh, it looks like our high school wants to provide their own proctor." But they apparently cleared that up. By the way, with their second daughter, they did not enlist the help of this guy.
So there's an email from her saying that?
Yes. In the case of Lori Loughlin's two daughters, Lori Loughlin and her husband, the head of the Massimo clothing brand, which you can find at Target, they faked athletic credentials. They said that her two daughters, they got her girls crew scholarships to USC, and for some of these kids he would take pictures of athletes and then Photoshop the other kids' heads on top of them, or like fake pictures of them. In their cases, they were on rowing machines. Yeah, I work out in Orange Theory. I could take a picture on a rowing machine. It doesn't mean I'm on crew.
It's also hilarious because they're big social media influencers, and there's not a single picture in all their stuff of them doing anything related to crew or saying, like, crew practice or love crew or anything like it.
Oh, that's funny.
Or he would just straight up...
Or even beat at J. Crew.
Yeah, right. Or he would straight up bribe the university and give them money. In Lori Loughlin and her husband's case, they wrote a check for $500,000.
And a lot, and there were a couple athletic coaches in on this too.
Yes. They say 50 people have been charged so far, but this is just the tip of the iceberg. USC knew this investigation was going on, but they did not conduct their own investigation because they thought it would tip off some people who were being investigated by the feds, and it could have, they could have ended up destroying documents, wow, or they would have interfered with a federal investigation. Other schools, Georgetown, UCLA, Stanford, Wake Forest, Yale. This guy has been running this scam for 8 years.
So again, so many celebrities that we're probably super familiar with at this point.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Or just super wealthy people who, you know, have the money to get their kids wherever... wherever they want to go.
It's so sad, and it speaks to just how these people get caught up, and they're so oblivious, and they're in their own world, and they're out there, you know, probably preaching all kinds of these great progressive causes and stuff like that, and then they're just writing checks, just robbing kids who deserve it of spots in college and screwing up their kids, and it's bad.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk more at 8:40 about how Lori Loughlin's daughter is a social media influencer and YouTube star, and some of the videos that she made before she went to college and after going to college. Oh, and all the money she was making by just being in college. She was an Amazon ambassador talking about how easy it is to have everything shipped to your dorm. So by getting into USC, she was making a ton of money with her YouTube channel and endorsements through Instagram and all these other social media outlets. Let's talk about lighter fare. Joey Fatone loved being on The Masked Singer so much that he got a tattoo of his bunny costume.
Yeah. So bizarre.
And it's huge. And it's on his calf.
Large.
And it's big. Wow.
It's large and sad.
And last night, Colton on The Bachelor, he, spoiler alert, got Cassie to give him another chance, and they spent the night in the fantasy suite. Here's his quote upon coming out of the fantasy suite, because, you know, everyone made a big deal about the big V with Colton. He said, "I feel like a new man. We had an amazing night." He could have just ended there. But then he said, "We did what was best for our relationship, and we grew as a couple." Mm. Yep. Cassie said,
"There's so many lot words in that sentence that he said."
Cassie said, "My calf still hurts."
That says a lot.
TV Tonight, Empire returns at 7 o'clock. And congrats to Judge Judy, who is getting a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Daytime Emmys. It is about time. She's the boss, applesauce.
She is.
That's Entertainment Schmig. More at 8:40. More online at Y98.com. Can't wait to talk more about this college admission scandal.
It's fascinating.
I did a deep dive yesterday. Read lots and lots of stuff. Watched lots of Olivia YouTube videos. Olivia Jean, whatever her name is. Lori Loughlin's daughter. Oh, yeah. It's going to be good.
Oh, yeah.
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody.
We will get to this college cheating scandal in just a minute, where Felicity Huffman was arrested yesterday and Lori Loughlin will be taken into custody today.
Operation Varsity Blues?
Yes. Yeah. That investigation.
I don't want your life.
But first, let's talk about The Bachelor and the new Bachelorette. It is the other Hannah. Hannah B.
It's a problem that there's so many repeat names on that show.
I know. There is Hannah G. She was in the final, final three, then the final two, then
gone.
Yeah. And Hannah B. finished seventh on the season. She's a 24-year-old interior decorator. They already did a bunch of filming, and there was the rumor that she was going to be the next Bachelorette because they were on the University of Alabama campus. Since she just graduated in 2017, too young, don't you think?
I do.
Her sorority, Alpha Chi Omega, would not let them film because they thought it would be too much publicity for the Alpha Chi Omegas.
The big question, Jen, did Colton and Cassie...
Did he lose it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's what he said. So, spoiler alert, Cassie did end up coming back to Colton. She's going to give him a chance. And they spent the night in the fantasy suite. All he had to say was like, it was so great, you know, hanging out with her. But instead he said, I feel like a new man.
He overshares though.
We had an amazing night. We did what was best for our relationship and we grew as a couple.
So no proposal?
No, I don't think so.
No. Huh. But they're on the cover of People magazine.
Fine. That is normal.
Right. Yeah, totally.
This proposal thing at the end of these shows is ridiculous.
Yeah,
right. You haven't dated exclusively just the two of you. Yeah. You've been dating 24 girls. Give it a minute.
But don't forget about the romantic moments.
That's right.
Yes, the romantic moments after they were in the fantasy suite. Chris Harrison let them dance together too.
an unbelievable surprise for you and all of you, Bachelor Nation. To celebrate this beautiful bond between the two of you, here's a live performance by a legendary band. Ladies and gentlemen.
What?
Air Supply.
Oh, all right.
No, it's awesome.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it awesome for them? They're like 25.
No.
What a song, though.
They weren't even born when this song came out.
No, of course not.
They sound great.
Do you remember when Will Ferrell? Who did the Air Supply parody on SNL?
Was it Fallon and...
It was funny, whatever it was. They sang about turkey and Thanksgiving, I think.
Chris Kattan.
Yes.
Oh. They're risking it all for love. That's what it says on the cover of People. No more. I'm finished. Okay, highest grossing movie adjusted for inflation.
Avengers Infinity War.
Is it like a classic film?
Yes, that's actually being re-released in theaters for its 80th anniversary.
So it means
Gone with the Wind?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say it's either that or it's got to be Wizard of Oz because they were both the same year.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Oh, man, I was just about to say I don't give a damn about the re-release.
Original Star Wars comes in at number 2. Sound of Music comes in at number 3. E.T. number 4. Mm-hmm. And some movie, Titanic, is number 5. Never heard of it. Never seen it.
I'll never look at Titanic the same way after my... I talked about it yesterday.
Yes.
I sat next to this young girl on the plane who was watching Titanic next to me and just crying like crazy.
And then she took a selfie of herself bawling. I totally cried at Titanic on the plane.
Can I get a bloody?
She asked for a Bloody Mary and asked if she can get a bloody. Okay, that seems like a good time to transition to Operation Varsity Blues. So, Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin's girls got into these really exclusive private colleges because their parents paid a lot of money. Yeah, Felicity Huffman from Desperate Housewives and Lori Loughlin from Full House and Fuller House. Lori Loughlin's turning herself in today. She flew home from Canada, but Felicity Huffman was arrested yesterday, released on $250,000 bail, which she posted. Here's the deal. Wealthy parents in this scam that they uncovered paid for made-up sports histories of their kids, which is what Lori did, entrance exam cheating, which is what Felicity and William H. Macy did, and straight-up bribes to this one guy who's been doing this for 8 years. He had a fake charity. They'd write checks to this charity, which they'd then write off on their taxes, and they'd get their kids into schools, which they otherwise would not have gotten into. Lori and her husband paid $500,000 for their two daughters to get into USC on the crew team. They never, ever rode crew. And Felicity paid $15,000 for someone to fix her oldest daughter's wrong answers on an entrance exam. This guy set up his own proctor so they could cheat.
Why are you even sending them to college? If you're just going to like spoil them and they're already whatever, what's the point?
Good point.
Well, it's interesting because Lori Loughlin's daughter, Olivia Jade, makes a lot of money as a social media influencer. She's a big YouTube star, and she posted a lot of stuff when she first went to USC. She had paid advertising. She was paid by Amazon. She was like, look it, I furnished my whole entire dorm room thanks to 2-day shipping from Amazon. And, you know, all
she's
of these companies
these
are paying her.
But she's already getting the edge because of who her parents are.
Right.
And this is just another one.
I mean, it's just crazy. She also posted a video on YouTube before this whole scandal broke saying, I don't really care about school, as you guys know. She then later apologized for that. And it's crazy. But all of the tweets have been really funny. Somebody said that... that Becky should blame this on Kimmy Gibbler. And Billy Eichner had my favorite tweet. Terry Hatcher got me into Brown. Judith Light got me waitlisted at Tufts. We're going to hear more about this crazy scam. 50 people charged, and they said it's just the tip of the iceberg. It's juicy stuff. Why 98.8? It is time for celebrity birthdays. Yeah, I mean, it's your birthday, you're feeling great, your wife was just arrested. Happy birthday, William H. Macy.
Man,
you're never going to forget this. Every birthday, it's going to be like, remember the day before my birthday when you got arrested and I had to post $250,000 bail?
And he's off the, you know, on the heels of Sunday, I think, was Emmy Rossum's last appearance on Shameless.
Right. Shameless.
Yeah. Oh, so it's continuing without her?
Is it?
Yeah.
She was had a problem with the weight with the wage gap, I think, right? Wasn't that originally the deal?
Okay. So yeah, William H. Macy not celebrating his favorite birthday of all time since his wife was caught up in Operation Varsity Blues, and he may be charged soon as well.
How is there a character in a movie that's more unlikable, that's not supposed to be the bad, well, he is the bad guy, Fargo.
I
don't
know.
You just want him so to good. Die? Yeah.
How old's William H. Macy?
Lance has never has Hildebranded Fargo even.
67? That's too old.
I wasn't gonna go that high. I was gonna say 62.
I was thinking 63. Sorry, Kevin.
I was only thinking 61. So
69.
Oh, Tim. Man, he's almost 70. Yeah. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. He should know better than this whole scandal.
I know. The bassist from U2, Adam Clayton. How old is he?
No, 59.
You got it.
Oh. Wow. Yeah,
all right. How old is St. Louisan and head writer on Jimmy Kimmel Live? She also happens to be married to him, Molly McNerney. And St. Joe alum.
43?
No. Not that old.
44.
37.
38.
37, 38. She's 41. So, who said 43?
I did.
Yeah, you're closest. All right, I'll give you one more since you got Adam Clayton so easily. How old is Paris Hilton's mom?
Kathy
Hilton.
Kathy.
At odds currently with Kyle Richards, by the way.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because Kyle Richards is like probably 49.
Oh, I'd have been way off.
Really?
She's young. Retired.
She's not that. You think she was on Little House on the Prairie when she was a kid, about the same age.
I was going to say
she was in Halloween in 70.
What? Yeah, you're right.
Is Kathy older or younger?
Kathy's older.
Older. I bet
Kathy's the oldest, then Kim from Other Side of the Mountain or whatever it's called.
Return from Which Mountain?
Yeah. That's it.
Yep.
I'll go 62 on Kathy. I'll go 60.
Yeah, that's
60.
Yeah, that's
you got it
right there.
All right, happy birthday to everyone except for William H. Macy.
Aww, he deserves it more.
From downtown, this is your home for today's best music. KYKY FM and
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.